You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Kyle Marks, the founder and CEO of Retire IT, which is a critical component of effective IT asset disposal. Retire IT provides independent third-party validation of all ITAD activities. Retire IT impartially manages retirements, recycling, and remarketing of unwanted computer equipment to eliminate conflicts of interest, unnecessary cost, and compliance concerns. Kyle, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Good to have you. So tell us, what is IT asset disposal?
Well, IT asset disposal is the most overlooked aspect of data security. IT asset disposal is all about the retirement, recycling, remarketing of unwanted computer equipment. So when businesses upgrade their equipment, they often end up with closets full of unwanted equipment that they have to do something with. And there is a whole industry of professional electronics recyclers out there that handle the logistics. They handle the testing and the data sanitization, the remarketing of and reselling of working equipment, and then the responsible recycling of the unwanted equipment. So it is a big problem. Computer recycling is used electronics is the largest waste stream, fastest growing waste stream in the U.S. So it's a big environmental issue, but it's also, more importantly, a major data security concern.
What would be the main risk associated with ITAD?
Well, the biggest risks fall into two camps. The environmental side, you certainly don't want to landfill used electronics. Toxins can leach out into the groundwater. When equipment isn't properly recycled, it's often sent overseas and torn down for scrap metal value. And these developing countries certainly don't have the environmental safeguards that there are in the U.S. The bigger risk is really data security. Every bit of data that is on computers when you're using them remains on the hard drives when they're taken out of use. Companies do a great job of protecting the information. When they're using the equipment, they spend millions of dollars on firewalls and encryption. When they take it off the network and decommission it, they often forget about it, or they trust are too trusting and expect somebody else to do it for them. Or they take basic steps like deleting the information, but if you just simply delete something off of a hard drive, that's like running into a library and stealing the card catalog. The books are still on the shelf, available to anybody who grabs them.
Tell us, what is the big issue with employee theft of retired equipment? It's amazing that people would go that far, but tell us about that.
Well, companies are too trusting. They often trust the IT people who are installing the new equipment to take care of the retirement of the old equipment. Equipment can be taken and stolen and resold by employees. There's been numerous cases. And it's a non-obvious problem. Companies need to have what we call a reverse procurement process. If you purchased 100 computers and only 99 showed up, you would throw a fit. If a company retires 100 laptops and only can account for 99, it often doesn't raise an eyebrow or nobody's aware of it. Employee theft is by far the biggest threat with respect to computer disposal or IT asset disposal, because it's not obvious, and they assume because they're outsourcing to a qualified, certified recycler and getting pretty certificates that everything's been taken care of, when the equipment is simply, you know, can be walked out the back door. And what's really challenging is that the trusted insider knows what equipment is of value. They know how to access it. They know how to circumvent any controls or any processes you have in place. the equipment will still have data on it and software. So there are tremendous, you know, liabilities associated with not protecting or policing the reverse procurement process of IT asset disposal.
Today we're joined by Kyle Marks, the founder and CEO of Retire IT, which is a critical component of effective IT asset disposal here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kyle, why haven't we heard much about the issue of employee theft of retired equipment? I mean, it's shocking. I'm shocked about this.
Well, most companies are not aware that it's happening. They're not looking for it. They're not testing or controlling for it. You know, unfortunately, companies don't, you know, often don't report breaches that occur, and they can't report a breach that they're unaware of. You know, data security laws are there requiring companies to safeguard information, safeguard our privacy, and to disclose breaches. The laws wouldn't exist if companies did it voluntarily. They simply aren't looking for it. You know, when companies dispose of equipment, they're often, you know, relying on a report from a recycler accounting for the assets that they have. They're not looking for what hasn't been accounted for. And so yeah, they don't see the problem. It's not visible. It's not a senior management issue unless there is a breach that's been brought to their attention. So recyclers don't raise their hand and tell a company that they've lost a computer. And the three areas of concern are driver theft and mishandling by the recycler, but more importantly, employee theft. And if the same people that you're trusting to decommission and retire this equipment are helping themselves and cherry-picking assets to take home, they're certainly not going to self-report an incident. So if you're asking the recycler to report a problem, you know, I wouldn't hold your breath. They haven't in the past. If you can name a lawsuit that has come out of a recycler losing a piece of equipment that they've, you know, told a company about, you know, I'd be very eager to know about that.
What can an organization do to protect itself in this regard?
Well, companies are required to have adequate safeguards. Every major data security law has a component where companies are required to have separation of duties. So you don't have the fox watch the hen house. Companies should put together a formal IT asset disposal process that has that separation of duties so the fox isn't watching the hen house. They should adopt a reverse procurement mindset so that just as if they were purchasing new equipment and want to make sure they receive every bit they've purchased, if they're disposing of equipment, they need to have that same mindset. They need to have unimpeachable evidence of every asset that they've disposed of. And so you need reliable subcontractors. You also need very good internal procedures. And it shouldn't just be something dealt with on an ad hoc basis. Even if it is an infrequent event, you know, once a year, it should be a serious concern for senior management.
What does Retire IT do to protect the organizations out there?
Well, Retire IT, we have a unique process. It involves disposal tags. Every piece of equipment we touch, before it's ever moved from a client's facility, has a disposal tag. And so the chain of custody tracking starts before the disposal process actually commences. We have a network of partners, certified recyclers around the country. So most pickups in most major cities occur quickly, and the equipment is not transported across the country, so it cuts down on transportation and logistics costs. It also lowers the risk of something being lost or stolen in transit. And there's a process we have when the equipment's received. We automatically reconcile, not just to track everything and confirm we have everything, but to identify any potential assets that are missing. And so we impartially and independently, you know, we're like Switzerland. We don't have a dog in the fight. Our job is to report the unvarnished facts so we can take action if there are losses. And we are guarding against employee theft, driver theft, and mishandling by the recyclers.
In conclusion, is it safe for an organization to sell its retired equipment?
Complicated answer. The short answer is no. They would have to be doing every single thing that a qualified ITAD vendor would be doing in order to sell the equipment themselves. They would have to test the equipment. They'd have to sanitize the equipment. They'd have to have a market of buyers. It's simply not practical to auction equipment and, you know, sell it to the highest bidder. You certainly can't assume that data destruction is going to be handled by the buyer. That's not their responsibility. And so you would have to take all the steps that a certified electronics recycler would be doing in order to make that safe. And to do that in-house simply is not practical.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Retire IT Online and to also be in potential contact with you there?
Sure. Well, they can reach us online at www.retireit.com. It works with or without the hyphen. You can also contact me at support@retireit.com. Our phone number is 888-839-6555, and feel free to call us, and we'll get back to you right away.
If you would, from your experience and always customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business like yourself or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
Well, certainly, and by listening to your other podcasts, I can tell you firsthand it will be twice as hard, cost twice as much, take twice as long. But I also tell you the payoff is far greater than expected, not necessarily referring to the money, but I hope every entrepreneur has a very lucrative venture. I'm talking about the freedom and the enjoyment of being your own boss and the possibilities that it creates. I believe that success is much more likely if you know an industry well and you're known in the industry. And I would certainly stress the softer side of things. You need to have a very good team that supports you and understands you. You also have to have a very very patient and supportive spouse, because you're going to face countless challenges and many unforeseen obstacles. And without a supportive significant other, your life will be even more challenging. So I'd certainly encourage any entrepreneur that is interested in doing it, but I would also know the hazards of jumping in without thinking first.
Sounds good. It's been good to have caught up with you and get more information about Retire IT and the options affiliated with IDAT. He is Kyle Marks, the founder and CEO of Retire IT, which is a critical component of effective IT asset disposal. Retire IT provides independent third-party validation of all ITAD activities. Also, Retire IT impartially manages retirement, recycling, and remarketing of unwanted computer equipment to eliminate conflicts of interest, unnecessary cost, and compliance concerns. And the website of reference, once again, is retire-it.com. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Come back anytime. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.